And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios. Going to have a great show today. We have Garo and Kirby from Gannett Dive Company. Going to be talking free diving, spearing big fish, and catching big fish. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. What a cool show today.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun talking diving because the timing is great. And I'll be talking about Cedros Adventures, too, because
yeah,
we had an epic trip. It was such a great trip. And I'll be talking about that later on the show, about all the big fish that were caught and never got a chance to post on Facebook, so that'll come today. I have some amazing pictures, some amazing video, and a good story to share with you about Cedros Adventures and that phenomenal operation. But first, our guests in the studio today, Garo and Kirby from Gannett Dive Company. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, boys.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Okay, first of all, there's been kind of a really big interest in free diving in Southern California here, and that's what you guys specialize in. It's not tank diving, it's free diving, right?
That's right. Yeah, we free dive.
Yeah.
Mainly for the purpose of a lot of the species that we hunt don't even get close to tank divers.
Okay. Why is that?
That's just their attitude in the water.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd even know that a sea bass existed if you were on tanks.
Because they don't like the bubbles or...
Yeah, too much noise, too much bubbles.
Too much noise, yeah. I was just in the Florida Keys a couple of weeks ago spearfishing for hogfish, and that's like the opposite. That fish comes up and licks your spear tip, you know?
Yeah, hogfish like aren't the smartest fish in the ocean, are they?
Yeah, I mean, they're delicious to eat, but, man, I wish a sea bass was like that. But, yeah, no, it's hard. What about yellowtail and that kind of stuff? Are they tank-wise, are they a little hard to get close to, too?
You know, with a tank, I assume you could get closer to a yellowtail, but I think one of the biggest things about freediving is time in the water. You can spend all day out there. You can spend all day swimming around. And with a tank, you know, three tank day.
You're limited.
Yeah, but with the yellowtail, I'm sure you could get them to come a little bit closer than a sea bass on a tank.
You're also more versatile with freediving. You can be in the water column neutral at like 20, 30 feet, whereas with a tank, you're usually on the surface or on the bottom.
Right.
Good point, too.
It's just much, much easier hunting. I mean, for us, once you get the sort of basic skill set down to freedive, it's an easier hunting experience than with a tank.
And I'm sure it's just a lifestyle thing. You know, you're in the water and there's nothing, there's no apparatus, there's nothing there. You're kind of one with the area that you're trying to shoot your fish in.
It's certainly that as well.
That's rad.
How do you get adept at freediving? Because, you know, my biggest problem when I go out there trying to spear fish in the kelp or whatever is holding my breath. You know, sitting at 20 feet and wait for one to come by. I mean, sounds real easy, right? But, you know,
go down 20 feet and hang out for a while.
Yeah, how do you do that and hold your breath?
I mean, some people grow up with it. Other people take courses to learn it. Freediving is just like any other sport. It's like golf. If you put me on the golf course and you didn't give me any instruction, I would be terrible at it. Mm-hmm. You gave me a golf pro for a few days, I'd do all right.
Okay,
sure.
Freediving, same way. There's a skill set you need to learn. It's learnable. And if you want to learn it, you can.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this, girl?
Oh, my gosh. I grew up in New England.
Oh.
And I've been in the water my whole life. I got certified for scuba when I was 10.
Wow.
Cool. And even before that, I had little eel gig. You guys remember what those were? Little like a
three-prong
wire trident on a broomstick. And I was like floating around with my mask in the water, sticking little summer fluke and flounder. So forever.
This is what you're supposed to be doing.
This is what I do, yeah.
That's cool.
Kirby, what about you?
For me, I've been free diving and in the water my whole life. I think my dad made me my first pole spear or gig like I was talking about when I was 10. Didn't get scuba certified until college. Went the scientific scuba route. But in the water my whole life, trying to catch fish my whole life, but it's only become a bigger thing where I've actually been catching fish probably since I was 18.
Okay.
So.
And how did you two connect?
Through freediving.
Through freediving? Cool.
Through other buddies that were freedivers. Okay. And, you know, Kirby lived here for a while, moved away, went to school, went to grad school, came back. And when he came back, one of my dive buddies had just moved away. And I was sort of looking. It's another point completely. But having a good dive buddy is, like, you know, paramount. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for one. And Kirby came back into the picture, and we just hooked up, started diving, and decided to start a company eventually.
Now, is Gannett a Southern California company?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Cardiff.
Okay.
San Diego, born and bred.
Awesome.
And so tell us what Gannett does. What do you do?
We build free diving and spearfishing equipment across the board.
Okay.
I've been building my own guns for 20 years or so, and we decided to make a go at doing it commercially on a production level.
Wow.
So what we do is, you know, in the market there, we saw a big need for equipment that's been,
we're not starting this company to make equipment that's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make an improvement or make equipment that just doesn't exist at all. that's what Garo especially has been doing for a really long time, not professionally, just as a hobby on the side. We decided to turn it into a profession.
One of those things where the right thing for a big fish wasn't there. You know, maybe it's good enough, but good enough isn't good enough when you're, you know, at
yeah,
the
not
higher
on
level
our level, I guess.
Yeah.
And you look at your website, which is GannettDive.com.
That's it.
GannettDive.com.
Exactly.
It's just like the bird.
Yep.
Yeah. You have the products listed on the website, and I was fascinated to see some of the products that you guys have. You brought in some samples today, and you brought in one of your prototype guns that you're going to be... This is a serious gun, Ricky.
Yeah, I mean, no,
this is,
it's no BS.
This is no messing around. You can shoot something big with
real,
this.
Real deal.
What. But some of the little features that you have on this gun, like the simple little... what do you call the little keeper that you attach to... the line.
We call it a breakaway on that gun there.
Breakaway.
That's the way that gun is set up right now is set up for big pelagic fish where when you shoot at the shaft and the shooting line and then the float line and the float can all break away from the gun and you can extract yourself from that situation. Mm-hmm. Usually the fish that you're shooting with this gun are big enough to drown you. So you don't want to just shoot it and hold on to it.
Yeah.
It's impossible. You can't land a fish that way.
You just shoot it, make sure the line's not around your foot.
Exactly. Yeah, you make sure everything's set up before your shot and then, you know, you find your sight picture, you take the shot.
A lot of guys have been jumping in the water and shooting big giant fish
this year, right?
This is not something for the inexperienced diver to do, right?
No. No. And it's also not somebody with just average gear should do. I mean, so you want to shoot them responsibly.
I can't take my little rife gun with three bands and go shoot one.
I mean, I'm not saying you won't land one. What I'm saying is that...
shouldn't.
Yeah, you probably want to gear up properly to do something like that.
Yeah.
And to have the skill set and the buddy to take care of all of, like, the mm-hmm. things that go with it.
Talking about buddy diving, that's one of the first things they teach you when you're taking a scuba class.
And free diving as well.
See, free diving as well. You don't want to go by yourself.
No.
Yeah.
So what Garo here hasn't mentioned is he's also a performance freedive instructor.
Ah.
So he teaches courses in freediving.
Okay. Good. And which I'm looking forward to taking.
Well versed in safety.
Yeah.
How do you find out about these classes?
You could go to performancefreediving.com.
Okay. And that's another one of your companies.
No, that's not my company, but I am an instructor with that company, and my company is called California Freedive Academy. And if you want to take one of my courses, you'd go to the upcoming courses menu, and you'd look for me in San Diego, and we have a few coming up. So,
what's involved in taking a class with you? Somebody really wants to get into this.
Safety and problem management techniques for how to hold your breath longer, how to get down deeper. Those are the two main components. But we go through physics and physiology. It's a weekend long class. We have 6 hours of classroom and then 2 days of ocean and pool sessions.
Oh, really? So you actually, it's like a regular class when you're in the water.
Yep. You're in the water 3 days for Saturday and 3 days for Sunday.
All right.
That's in the ocean and in the pool as well in the morning.
And where do you teach these?
La Jolla Shores.
Okay.
We swim out to the head of the canyon there.
All right.
We get about 110 feet pretty quickly, and that's where we hold our course.
You dive to 110, free dive to 110 feet?
Not in the course. The course is about a 68-foot course.
That's a lot, though.
It's not, you know. It's not.
It's not.
No, going back to the golf analogy, you know, if you talk to a golfer, hitting par isn't that big of a deal. And for free diving, it's similar.
Free dive, that's not that big.
I mean, most of my students, they show up. They haven't been in the water that long. They've maybe got to about the 30-foot range. I'd say the majority of them hold their breath for 3+ minutes and hit that 60-foot mark, that 20-meter mark, not a problem.
In just a weekend course.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I think that's very, very impressive. I know you just brush over like, oh, yeah, no big deal. That's our course. That's what we do. We teach them. But I think that's awesome.
But once you're through the course, you'll say, like, oh, that was way easier than
I thought it was. Cool. I think that's awesome.
So what about an old guy like me?
Absolutely.
Guys like me can do it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have good confidence in the water and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that helps. Watermanship skill helps. Yeah. But, no, it's not, you know, the average guy can come and free dive and learn and be good at it.
Now, what about the average guy that's out there that listens to Let's Talk Hookup, and he's got a skiff, and he's been kelp paddy fishing a whole bunch, and, you know, sees the big schools of Dorados on kelp paddy and thinks, man, I'd really like to do that. I'd like to jump in the water and shoot one of those. With a weekend course, is a guy ready and able to go do that? I mean, obviously the right equipment and a weekend course. I mean, are you ready to make that happen, or is that something that you need to start slower and work your way up to that?
Well, we don't teach spearfishing in this mm-hmm. course. This is purely free diving technique and safety.
Sure.
So,
but I would think that you got to go.
They go hand in hand.
Sure.
But spearfishing, you need a little bit of a different knowledge set.
Okay.
But that actually translates quite well for fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a proficient fisherman, that skill set might actually come pretty naturally to you. As far as jumping in the water on a paddy and shooting a Dorado, yeah, I can't say either way. I'd say after a course, for sure, you'd probably have the skill set to do that.
As was mentioned earlier, though, there are little things about spearfishing, like getting your line wrapped around your foot. Even a small Dorado, if your line's wrapped around your foot, you're going to have some trouble.
Yeah.
Are you diving with similar gear at a kelp paddy as you would for these giants that guys have been shooting?
Yeah, good question. So I always jump in on kelp paddies loaded for bear because you just never know what's going to be there. That 200-pound big eye can swim up to you and give you the look. And if you've got a little, 110 Euro gun, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
95% of the time, I'm overgunned for what's out there. You know, a 30-pound yellowtail would be like the biggest thing. But
better to
again,
be over than under.
You're
right?
in a big you're in a big ocean.
Yeah.
And there are big fish out there.
Yeah. Are you using the same technique with like I know there's guns like I have a gun that has a reel on it.
Right.
Are you using reels? Are you using free shafts like this? What's the proper technique for kelp paddy diving?
Well, first thing I would say for kelp paddy diving, safety is paramount. You're out in the middle of the ocean. There's nobody there. If something happens, you're up the creek.
Yeah.
Being visible is huge, and having a float behind you is huge. So if you're diving a gun with just a reel and there's no float, people can't see you. You could either get run over or the boat could drift away, and you're just a speck in the middle of the sea. So having a float is huge. You can shoot a lot of big fish with a reel, but the float on a paddy is highly important.
Float, safer. Float and a floating line.
Yeah. In my opinion, the only time you want to use a reel is that you couldn't use a float in a float line.
Oh, really? Which would be what situation?
Kelp. Yeah, you can't really drag a float through the kelp.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's going to get tangled. You're not going to be able to dive properly. So that's why you'd want to maybe just change to a reel. And if there's a bottom, so if you're diving in a 70-foot bottom and you have 200, 300 feet of line on your reel, you're probably going to be okay. I mean, if you're in 2,000 feet of water, I mean, I've got a friend that's been diving for a long time and has shot a lot of fish, and he swears by his reel and he loves it. And this year he called me and he said, I'm never getting in on my paddy again with a reel, because he shot a couple really big bluefin.
Yeah. Now, what about diving in the kelp? Sea bass diving.
Our favorite sort of diving.
Yeah, which that's kind of what started the whole culture, right? Is shooting a 70-pound sea bass, the ultimate deal, right?
That's right. Yeah, that is.
Reel or float line?
So people have different opinions. Again, if you're going to use a float line in the kelp, you just take the float off the back.
Okay.
So you'll be able to swim through the kelp and not get stuck. Now, that float line has to be pretty long now, because if you shoot that 70-pound sea bass and it decides to go to the bottom at 70 feet,
and you gotta...
so 125-foot float line minus the float would be that. I like a reel in the kelp. It's more compact. I don't have to worry about a boat running over the last 25 feet of my 125-foot float line and then ripping the gun out of my hands.
Yeah.
But you are a little bit more visible with a float line, so that's something that you might want to take into account. But a good buddy team is a must for that sort of diving as well.
Since the reel and float line were invented, this has been the debate. Like, reel and float line, what are you going to use?
Yeah.
I also prefer a reel. There are more issues with a reel. You could have the line backlash around the reel, and then your gun is gone.
Yeah.
Just
like that. And your fish, and that's that.
Maybe describe for our, because there's, I'm sure, a lot of listeners out there that have done a lot of sea bass fishing, this being a fishing show, but not familiar with that. What, when you say a reel, is that something that's attached to the gun? And obviously the float line, everybody, I'm sure, could picture that. But how does that differ if you were going to explain it to somebody that wouldn't know one way or the other?
So, yeah, the reel is attached to the spear gun, and when the trigger's squeezed, the shaft is fired. A little bit of shooting line is released, and that shooting line is connected to the reel. So you can swim to the surface as the line is paying out. The fish can swim away, line pays out. And depending on the length of the line, you might need to maybe put your hand on the reel or
create a little bit of drag.
Try to use the drag. That's basically how that works. But like I said, if it jams or you hit the end of the line, then you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The reel line is sort of like a Hansel and Gretel principle.
Okay.
You shoot the fish, you let it do what it wants, you hope that you have enough line for the fish to just sort of do its run and then tie up somewhere, and then you go and just track it down.
Okay.
You know, it's almost like deer hunting.
Sure.
That's where diving to 60 feet comes into play.
Yeah, it's
right?
not really shooting the fish. It's getting it back. That's where you need your dive.
The sea bass will wrap you in the kelp. Here's your trophy fish down on the bottom wrapped in kelp.
80% of the time, they'll hit the bottom, and they'll wrap around a hold fast. And if you're doing that in 75 feet of water, and you got to make multiple dives on that fish to get it back, yeah, you're going to need some skill at that point.
And you got to do it before a seven-gill or a sea lion eats it?
Yes.
Happens all too often.
Right.
Part of the game,
no kidding.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here. Some good fishing going on.
You're not kidding, man. It's going to be a really fun one and a very cool, unique perspective to what's going on out here. Also, tons of great fishing information. Rod Reelwise coming your way, too. We got catch reports coming up. We're going to be hearing from the boys in the water. Lots of great stuff coming up. And so much to talk about with that giant bluefin. I wouldn't say it's turned on wide open, but certainly the opportunity to go catch a cow-sized tuna in our backyard has never been this good before. Lots of really cool stuff to talk about. Looking forward to hearing about Cedros, and we're looking forward to hearing from you this morning. If you want to give us a call, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Ask the boys a question about shooting a fish. Anything you want, we would love to hear from you this morning. Two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be answering your phone calls, talking great questions, talking about some new cool information. Going to be a lot of fun today. We're also giving away a really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Island Time frame, which is a really nice kind of fisherman-friendly frame. Really cool pair of Maui Jims. It's got the striped root beer color and that bronze HCL lens, which is a really nice neutral lens for Maui Jim. An awesome pair of sunglasses for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. So Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and JobSite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, JobSite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique weldless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at JobSite Supply. Check JobSiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to talk about great products from Shimano, and let me tell you, just coming back from Cedros Adventures last night, I had the opportunity to really put the new Calcutta Conquest to the test with that phenomenal bass fishing there, and you've seen it, Rick. What a beautiful reel.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I mean, it's as high-end and high-performance as a small round reel could possibly be. That's it.
It's like the Stella of round reels, right? It's the ultimate performance, the ultimate. There's 3 different ways you can set the casting. 3. And the casting, unbelievable. And then you talk about power. amazing power. When you hook a big fish, man, you just turn the handle. It's almost, it's like Trinidad power.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It really is. They really did their homework, and they designed what I think is the perfect calico bass reel. The Calcutta Conquest. You'll be amazed when you check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we're talking with Garo and Kirby from Gannett Dive, Free Dive or Dive Company. Gannett, G-A-N-N-E-T, Dive.com. If you want to follow, check out all their specialty equipment, all the good stuff that they do there. Let me just take a couple minutes to talk about Cedros Adventures.
Right, yeah, man, I want to hear it.
We had an epic trip. I mean, that place is so cool.
It's cool.
I mean, it is so cool. I mean, we are sitting there on the waterfront, overlooking the beautiful Cedros water there at noon yesterday, and Purple, the head guy there, says, okay, let's go to the airport. I was home at 7 o'clock last
night.
That's
so rad.
Yeah, you fly. Basically, it's a fly-in, fly-out situation. You drive down to Ensenada. You take a flight. It's about an hour and 45-minute
flight.
And
you don't drive. You just drive down to San Diego, so they take care of all the driving for you.
Yeah, they do all the driving, everything is taken care of. You don't touch your luggage once you get it to where the van is.
That's so cool.
They know you can't pick it up. Unloading the plane, everything about it. Your equipment, you don't have to put a rod tube in it. You just wrap your rods and they throw it right in the plane, stuff like that. You don't need that much. But I'm telling you, the yellowtail, the big yellowtail fishing was the best I've ever seen.
Crazy.
You could catch multiple, and we did, multiple 40-plus pound yellowtail.
Jeez, dude.
The hard part
crazy.
Was they had a kilo scale there.
Right.
And we had four guys tie for a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, which was the prize for the biggest yellowtail, with 20 kilo, which is a 44-pound yellowtail.
Oh, my God.
And so we had to draw for them. Four of them.
That's crazy.
I had one that was 19 kilos, personal best, 42 pounds. I had another one that was 18, and guys had 17s and 16s and 15s. And I mean,
all high 30s to mid 40s for every person.
High 30s to mid 40s, just badass local Cedros yellowtail.
That's cool, man.
And if you wanted to get a limit and go as big as you wanted, you went out to the flats area there. We had a little bit of wind, so it was a little bumpy out there. You could catch as many 15 to 25 pound yellows as you wanted, as fast as you wanted them.
So you could go outside, have wide open mid grade fish, or come inside and target giants.
Giants. Yeah.
Sick.
And you didn't
so
have to
sick.
Go very far. You make bait in the morning. You just mackerel. It was all Spanish and green mackerel. Bait making was relatively easy. Go up to where the salt plant is, which is maybe, 10 minutes from the harbor there. And you just put one in. I think we had our first big one on in 5 minutes after we started
going. That's so
I mean, there
rad.
Was a lot of big fish.
Right on.
A lot of big fish in there.
Awesome.
And the calico bass fishing, what can you say? It's
Cedros.
Ridiculous there. I mean, it's so... We ran out of tails. I had a big bag of MC Swim Baits. It's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, just like tails bitten off.
You said it best, and it always cracks me up there. And you can't believe how many tails you go through. And obviously, one, it's because the fishing is so good and they get chewed up. But what way more is the killer, especially of longer tail. I really like fishing that 7-inch viejo there.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
What we were fishing.
And they bite it so good. The problem is a 7-inch bait doesn't fold up and fit in their mouth as good as a 5-incher does. And so you've got the back half of the tail outside of the fish that you have hooked, and then the cloud of other fish that you haven't hooked basically grab a hold of the tail.
They
want it too, and they'll rip the tail in half, and so there goes another one.
So
it's so rad.
And that's what we're using the Calcutta Conquest. Reel them in as fast as you could, trying to get away from the cloud of calico bass.
That's good problems.
Following, it was really good problems. But the cool thing about Cedros is even though we had a lot of wind, is we fished the front side a lot, and there was plenty of big fish. We were fishing, we found 40-pounder yellowtail in three different spots on the front side of the island.
That's
so
crazy.
We never had to be in weather. It was T-shirt, and just fantastic weather on the front side, breezy on the back side, but you know, it wasn't so breezy you couldn't fish it. It wasn't
right.
Unfishable. It was fishable. But it was 15 knots of breeze, which in a ponga is, you know.
But if you could go catch 40 pounders in straight calm weather, why not go do that?
I thought, you know.
That's cool.
It was really fun. And we had such a great group of people, too. It's only 12 people at the lodge. And let me tell you, the service at this place, the food, the accommodations, it's 5-star. I mean, they've got new lounge furniture. They have a new deck with all this lounge furniture and just hang out and have your cocktails and beer and tell you stories afterwards. And then you go in and have this amazing food in the waterfront dining room.
How
there.
How cool, man.
It's for what they charge, I don't know how they do it. It's like $19.50, something like that. Plus tips. Everything else is included.
But that includes airfare, transfer, fish.
Yeah. So it's pretty special. Now, you have spots available on your September trip. And September, let me tell you, is a really great time down there because you don't get the wind.
You don't have the wind, exactly.
Yeah. Garo was saying that's your favorite time of Cedros, right?
Yeah, September, November.
September through November, it's like you get the
great time of year.
And it's warm, sunny.
Warm water, big fish, no wind.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's a really good time of the year.
7th through the 11th is when we're going to be down there. And just like you said, it's just such a good time to go for big ones. I mean, it's a really, really fun time of year to be down at Cedros.
That's when the real bruisers show up.
Yeah.
We've seen like 60-pound-plus fish in the water down there.
60-pound yellows?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I had Gary, one of the guys that was with us, got a 44-pound yellow on 25-pound test on a swim bait.
No
way. Fishing palicos.
No way.
Great job, yeah. And I had one follow my swim bait up. I looked down, it's yellow. No, it was a sea bass. It was a big sea bass.
Really?
So there were a few sea bass in there, too. So that's certainly possible. You see those there, too, when you dive.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah. And there's some big halibut, too, right?
Big halibut down there. We target the yellowtail, but, yeah, I mean, there's all the fish are represented in numbers down
there. Very well.
Yeah. And the advantage of going in September when you're going is that you can get to the backside with the thick kelp beds, right?
That's right.
Diving inside.
Beautiful kelp beds down
there. Incredible kelp beds.
Unbelievable.
Giant calicos in there. I mean, my biggest calico was 6 pounds, like, you know, multiple fours and threes and a half and stuff like that. But that was because we couldn't get into that zone where those giants are.
Talking to Dad, he said he said the same thing. There was a few really nice ones, but he just said that the average fish is what just blows you away.
Yeah.
That you get so numb to a 3 to 5 pounder, which, you know, at home, that's your highlight bass of the day. And he just said you just become absolutely numb to it, just one after another. Oh, there's another four, a five, a four, a three, a four, a five. You know, just one after another. It's crazy the quality of fish down there.
Yeah, the cod father, your dad, his friend Steve Casper, caught his personal best 7 pounds. Another one was a 10-pounder that was caught and in the group there, which was really cool. So there were some big calicos to be had, but the yellow kind of stole the show.
When you have 40-pounders biting, nobody can do anything but that. Let's face it.
That's awesome.
That's rad.
It's pretty amazing. So it's a great spot. Cedros Adventures, I want to tell you guys, there's two operations down there, and they have very similar names. The guys you want to go with are Cedros Adventures, cedrosadventures.com. You want the 5-star experience instead of the 2-star experience for the same money, Cedros Adventures is the one you want. So check it out on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. We have Rick's trip.
Come fishing with me. Let's go.
It's got spots open. You will not be sorry.
That's awesome, bro. I'm glad it was so good.
Yeah. Let's go talk to Drew Card aboard the Pacific Queen. What's up, Drew?
What's up, guys? How's it going this morning?
Doing great. How's it fishing?
Well, we're having a spectacular trip. That's
all right.
The only way to describe it. We're out here on our annual 3.5-day charter. This has just been insane, this trip. We went down far the first day. We had excellent yellowfin fishing. Aquarium-style yellowfin fishing, just basically all you wanted. It was as good as you could ask for. Really good fishing. Yesterday, we came up the line. We've been fished big yellowtail yesterday. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the yellowtail on the kelp paddies close to home, but the yellowtail fishing close to home right now is just insane. The grade of fish I caught from probably 18 pounds all the way up to 40 pounds. The grade of fish is just incredible. So we've had, needless to say, just a spectacular trip. So we decided to come give this big bluefin a shot. And we did get one this morning. We're super stoked. We taped it out. It taped out at 183.
Oh, what a fish, Drew. Right on.
And we, you know, we had one other hookup. We actually have one going right now as well. So, you know, it's a slow day. We're just, you know, we're just trying for trophies today. And, man, just what there is and what the opportunity is right now, it's just pretty special.
So cool. Good for you guys.
Man.
What a complete trip, too, with quantity and quality and trophies. And what an awesome trip, Drew. Nice going.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've had this trip now for 5 years, and it's, you know, the same weekend every year. I think we pretty much connected on every trip. I think one year we had a kind of a slow trip, but it's, I mean, these guys have, they've been as lucky as they come as far as what we've been able to do with them, because we've just had spectacular fishing every year. But this one I think is going to be one of the better ones, you know. It's definitely going to be very memorable with that big one we got this morning.
Very cool. What an amazing trip, and I'm sure fishing in great weather and such a great sign for the future that we have coming fishing-wise. It's almost getting to the point where you got to really decide what you want to go do when you're pointing the Pacific Queen direction. You want to go catch 180-pounders or giant yellows or big yellow for major schools of yellowfin. Sounds like good, very good problems.
Yeah, it's good problems. You know, it's great. It's a great setup for multi-day trips. You know, we have a bunch of those on the horizon. You know, I mean, there's just fish kind of everywhere. I mean, you know, at times it's been slow. We've really had to, you know, it definitely hasn't been easy. We've really been working hard to catch what we've caught this year. But, I mean, there's just so much opportunity. There's so much fish around. The yellowtail, like I said yesterday, was just insane. And it's such great quality. The opportunity to just have one of those kelts that is just full speed with that great of fish is so awesome. I was fishing the surface iron yesterday, which I don't typically do, offshore kelp paddy fishing, and I had one blow up on it. It was just insane. The thing came chasing the thing out of the water. The surface iron blew up like 3 feet out of the water. It was so rad. I didn't
cool
hook them, but it was just rad to see. It's just such great quality.
That's awesome. Well, if somebody wants a ride aboard the Pacific Queen out of Fisherman's Landing, how do we do that?
619-221-8500 is the number to Fisherman's Landing. Or you can sign up on our website at pacific-queen.com.
And when's the next trip opening?
I think we have spots available, what's today, Saturday, tomorrow night. We have a two-day trip, and I believe we have spots available. We don't have a whole lot left in August, but, you know, trips are filling up. But we do, I think, have a few spots available tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night on a two-day? Wow, that's
yeah, no kidding.
One. Man, all right, Drew Card, Pacific Queen, thanks for the check.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Drew.
How about that? He's got big bluefin hanging. He's got one on the deck in the high 100s. I mean, when does that happen in Southern California?
It's been an incredible week of trophy bluefin tuna fishing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to hear more about it through the show. I'll hear more about it in the catch report. But so cool that fish that the guys have been looking at. I remember when Frank Lopresti was in here several weeks ago now saying that, you know, that fish isn't going to go anywhere. And at some point, it's going to settle in and start to bite. And that's exactly what's happening. By no means is it wide open, but every time you go on a trip right now, you have a legit opportunity at catching a cow. I mean, you know, the fish that you literally do 15-day trips to go, you know, fish the buffer zone around Clary, and that's happening, you know, right off the coast right now. It's incredible.
Didn't you tell me or text me that our friend Skeet from Job Site Supply caught a couple big ones?
Yesterday, there's a picture of them with the first Marlin flag and 180-pounder and 140-pounder back at the San Diego Marlin Club.
Come
yesterday.
On.
It's
180
it's crazy.
And 140-pound bluefin and the first Marlin.
Yeah, first San Diego Marlin Club. Awesome.
That's
a pretty
good day.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and back at home in the early afternoon to hang out and take pictures and high-five everybody. It's crazy what's going on right now.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very
really
cool.
Good.
Well, hey, with that, it's time to find, speaking of finding out what's biting, let's find out what's going on in the Baja. It's time to hear from our Cast Tours Catch Report with the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And today, the Catch Report, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability, as well as the right design that makes it easy to pin on your bait. You can put the fish on the deck.
Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Yeah, Gamakatsu, man. Love them hooks.
Good stuff, man. It's the good, stuff. Good stuff. Morning, cast man.
Hey, man, next time you're going down to Cedros, man, I want to tag along. That sounds pretty exciting.
You know what's funny? Gary was with us, has been on many trips with both of us, and he's saying this is like the perfect trip for Castman.
Yeah.
Which it
I'm
is.
There.
It's a perfect Castman trip.
Definitely going to have to try it. But anyway, let's get on with the Baja Fish Report. Pete, it's hot, hot, hot. And I'm not talking about fishing hot. I'm talking about temperature hot.
It's hot.
Yeah, Jimmy Welch just emailed me a while ago because we're going down Monday. We're going to go down a few days before the big fish roundup, which starts on Friday. People arrive on Friday. We got about 82 anglers coming down for that along with their families. And we're going to fish Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But he said it was already 87 degrees in Los Barriles. And he says the heat index is supposed to be at about 114. So, oh, man. Definitely going to have, I'm going to take my beach umbrella with me or something. I'm telling you, it's going to be just hot, hot, hot. But, good news as far as billfish, all that area, you know, from La Paz all the way around down to Cabo San Lucas, probably one of the better blue marlin, seasons, to mention that we haven't seen in quite a few years. A lot of blue marlin there, a lot of sales, so the billfish bite is really, really good. Tuna bite just began to take off there on the Sea of Cortez down by Gordo Bank there. They've been fishing out at the Gordo, getting a lot of football-sized fish, but they are pulling some big fish out of that area. One of the pongas this past week pulled one out about 360 pounds, I think it was, or 330, I can't remember, but it was in that 300 class. And took it on a live bonita, and they're starting to pick up a few of those. Plus, they're getting a lot of big pargo. The big dog snappers are being caught there, some, you know, 40, 50, 55-pound fish, and they're talking about losing some bigger fish down there on the rocks down there. So that in that aspect, it's good. Also, a few wahoo around, not a lot, but, you know, this warm water down there is really will really bring them in. The thing that's really, really they're lacking is the Dorado. I just think this water's too hot for the Dorado, and I think they're all moving up to SoCal, and so the guys up here should enjoy catching some nice Dorado, but overall, it's, you know, it's a good fishery. Only thing I'm worried about our tournament is we get prizes for the five biggest tuna. You know, we give rods and reels for the five biggest tuna and then also for the five biggest Dorado. Now, that Dorado category is kind of scaring me because, you know, I hate to see a 12-pounder, a 10-pounder, 11-pounder, or maybe not even have a qualifier. So now I get to thinking maybe.
Well, wait a minute. Look what happened at the Dorado shootout, 12.9 pounds.
Yeah, well, you know, last year we had the same thing happen to us going into the last day. That's what was leading, and thank God a couple of guys came in. One came with a 40-some pounder, another with a 30-pounder. But, you know, third through fifth were 12, 10, and 11 pounds. I mean, you know, it's kind of weird what's going on. So we're looking forward to a good tournament. Always fun, you know. Got the hosted cocktail parties, gets everybody in the right mood the first night to get in there. And give away a lot of nice prizes. But anyway, I'll try to give you guys a call next Saturday if it's possible. Otherwise, I'll talk to you guys the following week. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, you know, Christmas Island next year, next May, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And you guys take care.
Hey, Castman, have a great trip to Palmas de Cortez, and we'll hopefully talk to you from Palmas de Cortez in the East Cape next week.
You got it, man.
All right.
Hey, Castman. Hey, with that, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. More great information. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive. exclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters. So gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Garo and Kirby from Gannett Dive Company, so let's go ahead and do it.
You got it, man. Phones are absolutely packed. How about we start it off this morning with Rudy calling us from Carlsbad. Good morning, Rudy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I had one question, but I'm going to change it. what would you recommend for, you know, I haven't been in the water since last October because of a foot problem, but what would you recommend for fins to use, you know, for, well, I got the nickname an orca on a board, you know, so I'm a little overweight, and what would you recommend for fins?
I guess I'll take that one. So, yeah, for free diving, we like to use closed heel long blade fins because we're working with a very finite amount of oxygen, right? So we want to maximize our efficiency in the water. So at a base minimum, you'd probably want a closed heel long blade fin. They make them out of plastic, fiberglass, and carbon fiber. And that sort of goes from top to bottom as far as performance is concerned.
Do you have a favorite?
I do. Moana Waterman is my favorite brand of fin. They make a fantastic fin. It's a carbon fiber, and they really have put in a lot of effort in designing that fin, and it's very efficient.
Moana Waterman.
Moana Waterman. Yeah. But there are a lot of nice fins out there. I mean, it depends. I know a lot of guys that swear by plastic fins because they're far quieter in the water.
Oh.
Carbon fiber fins have a tendency to have a, sort of a bumping sound when you're switching your fin cycle kick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I don't find to be terribly, you know, distracting to fish, but, you know.
So
yeah.
The reason for the long blades, if you've seen them, they're long-bladed, is for efficiency in the water. And you can
if you think about it, freedivers, you know, we only have one breath of air, so we want to use that as sparingly as possible.
That's why they differ from snorkeling or from...
Yeah, scuba.
From scuba.
Where you have a whole, you know, tank of air on your back, you can kick around with little fins, no problem.
Go really quickly. All right, hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Man, you can tell the fish are biting. Marcus Medak from the New Loan, who's been on those big fish.
The big fish king.
Hard, huh? Is on the line. Good morning, Marcus.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing great. You're a free diver too, Marcus. I know you like to go down and shoot those big fish.
Yeah. No, whenever I get time, you know, time is a tough thing for me. But, yeah, been looking and licking my chops. I just haven't had a chance to do it here this year. I've been running reeling instead, so busy doing that. But it's sure looks like there's been some spectacular freediving to be had. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, sure is.
Not a lot of time for freediving when you're catching cows every day on the new Loanne.
We haven't quite got a cow yet here. We haven't quite. We got awfully close yesterday. our big fish yesterday weighed in at 195.
Oh, Jesus, so. Dude. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, you know. I mean, we've been able to go out and target them and have shots just about every day. We had one trip here last Sunday. We missed on all the big ones. But other than that, we've had shots on these big ones here. Every day. This morning's been kind of slow. We've only caught two fish, and one of them was a little one, probably only 90 pounds. The other one,
a little one,
little rat.
Yeah. The other one's probably 115 or 120, something like that. I didn't tape it here, but we still see sign of this stuff here. It's I've never seen anything like it. Be able to go out on an overnight trip and have an honest to goodness shot at getting the fish in a 100 to 200 pound class. I just I heard stories when I was a kid. I heard stories about 1986 and the local big eye bite here, but I was in junior high school at the time and.
My first chance
at seeing it.
And really, when you're catching fish of that quality, the two-fish limit, does that really matter?
I sure wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so. We did have one guy with his limit yesterday.
Wow.
What blew me away so much, Marcus, when you were talking about the fishing was, obviously when you're talking fish this big and relatively light gear for catching 180-pounders, you just the nature of it, you go through several bites. So on these trips when you're getting four and five and six, I was blown away at how many shots you're getting throughout the day. I mean, you're hooking a pretty fair amount of these things.
Yeah, on some days we have. Earlier in the week we were using, I think, too much 60-pound. We've pretty mainly gone away from that. We've been sticking with 80-pound here. Yesterday, almost everybody was using 80-pound, and our hook-to-land ratio was a heck of a lot better. But Monday, we had a lot of really good anglers on the boat, but, 60-pound, doesn't matter how good you are. The odds are going to catch up with you a lot of the time.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Marcus, if somebody wants to come catch a big bluefin, you have some trips available on the new Loanne?
Not really.
You're full, huh?
Not really.
Sometimes we have people that drop off. We do have trips available later in the year, and the way the setup looks like right now, I'm really hopeful. I was talking to JJ about it. He's up there albacore fishing right now, but he's a couple years older than I am, so he kind of remembers the last time there was big bluefin that stuck around late in the year on the banks here. Aaron Cortez, and they had some really good late season fishing. So we got our fingers crossed. I think we've got a real honest chance, so we might be able to keep getting shots at these things for a long time. I mean, it could be well into the fall, even early winter. It wouldn't surprise me. So I don't know.
Well, that's awesome.
Right now, like this week, no, we don't have any spots.
All right. Well, just keep checking PointLomaSportFishing.com on the web, or just call Point Loma Sport Fishing and get aboard with Captain Marcus Medak of the New Loanne. We're going to call him the Big Bluefin Guy from now on. Thanks, Marcus, for the check. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Let's head up to Katmai Lodge on the Alagnak River in Alaska and talk to our buddy Jeff Topp. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. I don't know if you're catching any 200-pound bluefin up there, but I'll bet you're catching some big trout and salmon.
There's no bluefin up here, Pete, to be honest with you. I'd love to tell you there was, but there's not. Yesterday was our last day of king season, so we're a little bit sad about that, but all of a sudden the tides come in, and now we're fishing for silver salmon. They showed up yesterday, so everybody's kind of excited for a new species of salmon to fish for right now.
Wow, that's fantastic. So do you concentrate now on the silvers, or you do go more up into the flyouts, up into the the famous rivers like the Moraine and the American and stuff and start following the sockeye and those giant trout this time of the year?
We're this time of year we're doing both, you know. We're down in the lower tidewater there fishing for our salmon, and most of our clients coming up, what they're doing is spending a day or two flying around in the plane and landing on the water and trout fishing, viewing the bears. You know, Brooks is full of bears right now, and the trout streams. The sockeye kind of, I was up there this week earlier, and the sockeye just kind of showed up just now. And so this week coming up should be really good for trout fishing, you know, on those file streams for those big rainbows. Pretty exciting time of the year.
Yeah, love it. This time, all times of the year at Katmai are pretty amazing. Well, if somebody wants to come up, are there any spaces available in the prime giant trout season, which is like right now through the end of August?
We have a few spaces. Not a lot, but we always have room, you know. We're lucky enough to have a great guide staff, and we always got, you know, rooms for whoever wants to come up, you know. August is a great time to be here. We're lucky enough to have a couple, still got chrome chum, you know. We got cohos in right now, silver salmon, you know. We're flying around for rainbows and grayling, you know. It's a pretty great time to be here in August.
All right, how do we get a hold of you, Jeff?
Katmai.com, info at katmai.com. Like us on Facebook. I think we can do that through your website. And,
you bet.
You know, give us a shout at the 800 number. You know, we're always here.
Yep, katmai.com, K-A-T-M-A-I. Thanks, Jeff, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate the call from Katmai Lodge.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Paul and Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Good morning.
Good. I have a question. I've done some, you know, spearfishing and stuff around the kelp beds, but, you know, when it comes to spearfishing, those offshore patties and stuff, is there any special training you do to get better breath holding and get down deeper? What's different about fishing the offshore patties versus, like, the kelp beds?
You know, to be honest, fishing the kelp patties might be easier from a breath hold point of view than it would be for the kelp. Most of those fish are in, like, the 30-foot to 0-foot range. You know, you jump in and you might even be able to shoot fish from the surface. There is specialized training to do to increase your breath hold capacity, absolutely. We won't get into the specifics of it, but there is training to be had.
There, you actually can learn to
absolutely
hold your breath longer.
100%. And how to train your body dry land exercises to gain more capacity, more lung capacity, more volume.
Really?
Absolutely.
How long can you hold your breath?
Me personally?
Yeah.
My best breath hold was just under 6 minutes.
Wow, wait a minute.
Are you kidding me with that?
6 minutes?
That's not even competitive. This is a sport that people compete in. It's like, you know, 10 minutes or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Kirby, what about you?
I've gotten just over 5 minutes.
Oh,
that's crazy.
I can't even do 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can.
You know?
With a little training, you could do 3, no problem. Today, in an hour, I can teach you how to hold your breath.
In an hour, you could teach me to hold my breath for 3 minutes.
Yeah, we need a pool, but definitely.
3 minutes is a lifetime holding your breath.
It's not, once you know the technique, really. It's that easy.
What's an appropriate amount of time for someone to be successful in this sport? You know, I mean, what is a goal amount of time for somebody to, you know, that somebody needs to, you know, to have some success while they're trying to shoot a... whatever.
Yeah, a working breath hold?
Yeah.
A minute.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you could, you know, usually it's half of your static.
Sure.
Static meaning that you're not doing any work under your breath hold. Mm-hmm. So if you could hold your breath for 2 minutes static, you should have about a minute working time.
True fishing time.
That's plenty.
That's cool.
I mean, the more the better, but...
Of course.
I'd like to mention to this caller one of the main differences between kelp diving, like kelp bed diving and patty diving, is the distance from shore and the safety aspect. When you're offshore... So I was talking about earlier off air. You're out in super wilderness.
Yeah, very good point.
You need to have all of your safety measures figured out. I mean, still, a kelp bed, our nearshore kelp beds here, you know, you can get a mile or two offshore and be in a kelp bed, and that's a long distance from shore.
Sure it is.
But if you had to, you could swim back. If your boat drifted away or sunk, you could swim back. If something bad happens offshore on a kelp bed, you need to have your safety figured out.
Now, you don't want to jump in the water and leave your boat unattended, do you?
Not at all. Not ever.
No.
The best situation for kelp patty diving would be 3 divers or more on board. That would put a diver and a buddy in the water and then a tender on the boat.
Okay.
And that would be a minimum. you don't want to get in the water by yourself ever. And you don't want to leave your boat, obviously, ever.
When you say you dive with a buddy, do typically both of you guys have a gun, and if one guy takes the shot, then the other guy just has his back? Do you both, you know, is it just the other guy there just in case, or does the buddy always designated, okay, I'm going to go down with you, you're going to take your shot, and the next time we'll do the opposite?
That's the way we, the first one you mentioned is the way we run it. We both get in the water with guns. If the fish are small and handleable, we might both shoot fish. Mm-hmm. If we're looking for bigger species, then... if somebody does shoot a fish and we are on, the other person is just there to be a safety.
Sure.
But, yeah, always two in the water. We do what we call one up, one down, meaning one diver would take a dive, stay at depth for whatever duration they feel comfortable, come back up, you do your surface protocol, you talk about your safety, and then your other diver, the safety now becomes the diver and does their down,
okay.
And you're on the surface watching what they're doing.
Yeah, that's cool.
What can happen offshore? Give me an example.
Yeah,
I think you just jump in the water, you know, you got a gun, you shoot one, it's like, what's the big deal?
I mean, so many things. Currents can take you far away from your boat. If you have any sort of surface condition where you start, like, losing track of where your boat is, you know, there are a lot of things that can happen during your dive. We're called, you know, ascent blackouts, shallow water blackouts, surface blackouts. I mean, you can actually lose consciousness.
At 0 to 30 feet, that's all very capable.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, that, you know, the deeper you go doesn't mean that you have more of a chance of blacking out. You can black out in 5 feet of water.
And that's why you have a buddy.
That's exactly why you have a buddy.
So what about, like, I've seen a lot of big makos on kelp paddies, too.
Yeah, I mean, you get out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're big fish.
Kind of their zone, right?
Absolutely.
You see a big mako under the paddy, it's like, okay.
It's their world.
It's yours.
And they're very fast.
I'll bet they are, man. Yeah.
And they're mean looking. I mean, you see big sharks out there. You don't want to just sort of play around with them.
Yeah.
They're wild animals. They could not bite you, or they could.
They could. This year, there's all sorts of stuff out there. There's hammerheads, too.
Lots of them.
To worry about hammerheads?
By and large, you don't have to worry much about sharks. If they wanted to eat you, they would.
Yeah.
And nobody would get in the water because you'd be eaten.
Yeah.
I've seen, and Kirby's seen, plenty of sharks in the water. I've never been bothered by one. You know, they like to eat your fish, and sometimes you sort of have to let them. In general, I just say, like, better safe than sorry. You see a big shark and, you know, it could be adversarial. You want to get out of the water.
Just go.
I know you guys both said that you really like shooting sea bass and the kelp. You both mentioned that earlier. What, and this is just a personal question, what is the bigger pain in the butt, sea lions or seven gills? Because I know that those are both the takers of said sea bass, right?
Absolutely, seven gills.
Yeah,
okay. Absolutely.
Worse, I'd have to agree.
Very aggressive, right?
Yellowtails at the islands,
probably
sea lions.
Sea lions.
In the kelp, when your sea bass is on the bottom, or your yellowtail's on the bottom and wrapped in the kelp, if you take, in certain kelp beds specifically, if you take more than like 5 minutes to get to it, there could be one or five.
You're going
to
come up with a half
starfish.
That sucks.
So if you see 5 7 gills on your sea bass, you kind of swim the other way?
No, 7 gills aren't very aggressive. I mean, they want your fish, sure, but you can shoo them away and get your fish.
Oh, really?
But sometimes it's just too late. I mean, you dive down there and there's
five
like
of
six
on
of them on there, and you're looking at like a head.
Yeah.
A cloud of scales and meat.
Heartbreaker.
I was just going to say, right? Like, that's got to just kill you. Hey, when we come back.
Thanks for the call.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour Let's Talk Hookup. More phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
XERF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau, with several new products designed just for anglers. Check out the new H2O soft tackle system, now available in three sizes, complete with Tufftainers, the finest plastic tackle storage containers with Z-Rust, which has proven to be the best protection against rust and corrosion. Flambeau Tackle System's new AZ tackle system has flexible designs to match your type of fishing, and for travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Flambeau, available at Turner's Outdoor Sport Chalet, and other fine tackle retailers.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.